Title: Jungle Warfare Jungle Dub Siren. Clean and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper Jungle Dub Siren in Ableton Live 12, then clean it up and actually arrange it like it belongs, in a drum and bass tune. This is one of those sounds that instantly adds attitude. But it's also one of the easiest sounds to ruin your mix with, because sirens love to take up space, they love to get harsh, and they love to quietly eat your headroom with delay and reverb tails. So we're going to do this the clean way: solid patch, controlled tone, filtered space, and intentional arrangement. First, quick session setup so everything we do makes sense. Set your tempo to 170 to 174 BPM, standard jungle and D&B zone. Now make a few tracks, one for drums, one for sub bass, and one for our siren as a MIDI track. And if you can, set up two return tracks, return A for reverb, return B for delay. Even as a beginner, this is a big win, because it keeps your effects controlled and consistent. And one more mindset thing: the siren is not your lead melody. It's a callout, it's punctuation, it's a warning sign in the mix. Cool, let's build the siren. On the siren MIDI track, drop in Ableton's Wavedable. We're going stock only today. For oscillator 1, choose a sine wave, that's your clean core. Then turn on oscillator 2 and choose triangle or saw, and keep it quiet, like 15-30%. That second oscillator is basically your edge control. If you go too loud here, you'll get that harsh plastic alarm sound, which can be cool, but it's harder to mix. Now enable the filter. Pick the LP24 filter, a low pass with a steeper slope. Set cutoff somewhere around 1.2 to 3kHz as a starting point. Add a little resonance, maybe 15-30%, and a bit of drive, around 2 to 6 dB. That drive is where some of the aggression comes from. Now the signature move, the wee-woo motion. Turn on LFO1, set it to sync, put the shape on sine for classic, or triangle for a slightly more urgent, pointy movement. Target the pitch. You can target OSC1 pitch, or global pitch, either works. Start with an amount around plus or minus 3 to 7 semitones, and set the rate to 1/4 or 1/8. Here's the teacher tip: if it starts sounding too musical, like it's trying to be a melody, don't force it. Reduce the pitch movement and do more movement with the filter cutoff instead. Jungle sirens often feel more like tone and motion than notes. Now let's make it playable. Create a MIDI clip, 4 or 8 bars, put in long notes. Start with something like G2 or A2. Those usually sit safely above the real sub weight, but still feel heavy. Then for variation, alternate between two notes. Simple intervals like G2 to C3 or A2 to D3. Don't overcompose it. You're basically creating callouts. At this point, you'll have a siren, but it's not mix ready. Let's clean it. On the siren track, we're going to build a simple processing chain. EQ8, saturator, then compressor. Drop in EQ8 first. The number one rule: high pass the siren. Sirens do not get to live in your sub range. Turn on a high pass filter around 120 to 200 Hz, 24 dB per octave. If you have a really heavy sub bass and the mix starts getting cloudy, push that up to 180, 200, even 250 Hz. Now, harshness control. If your siren stabs your ears, it's usually somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Try a small dip, like 2 to 5 dB, with a medium Q. And if there's fizzy air you don't need, gently shelf down 10 to 14 kHz. Don't murder it, just calm it. Next, add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then adjust the output so the level matches when you bypass it. This is important. Don't let louder trick you into thinking it's better. We are adding density, so the siren reads on small speakers without being painfully bright. Then add a compressor for gentle control. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Bring the threshold down until you see about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The goal is not to squash it. The goal is to keep it stable so, when we automate filter and LFO stuff later, the level doesn't jump all over the place. Now let's add space the jungle way. Dub delay and roomy reverb, but filtered and controlled. Go to return A and put a reverb or hybrid reverb. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Then filter it. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz. And since it's a return, set wet to 100%. On return B, put echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter inside echo. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz, high cut 4 to 8 kHz, add a tiny bit of modulation, like 2 to 6%, just for movement. Now go back to the siren track and add sends. Reverb send around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Delay send around minus 16 to minus 8. Adjust to taste. Coach note here. Sirens feel exciting because of tails, but tails steal headroom quietly. A solid target is keeping the dry siren peaking around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS before sends. If your master suddenly feels smaller when the siren comes in, it's often not the dry siren. It's the return tracks building up. Now we turn it into jungle warfare energy with automation. First, filter sweeps. Automate Wavetable's filter cutoff. In the intro, keep it low, like 500 Hz to 1.5 kHz. That gives you that distant, teased sound, like it's coming from the next street over. Then in drop moments, open it up briefly, maybe 2 to 6 kHz, just for a hit, like a scream. Second, the panic effect. Automate LFO rate. In breakdowns, keep it slower, like 1/4. Ominous. Before the drop, ramp it faster to 1/8 or even 1/16. Suddenly it feels like an alarm. That rate change is a huge energy lever. Optional, but very jungle friendly. Gating the siren so it pulses with the brakes. Put oil pan after compression. Set phase to 0 degrees. That turns it into tremolo instead of stereo panning. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Amount 20 to 50%. Now it breathes with the drums without you drawing a bunch of MIDI notes. Now, arrangement. This is where most beginner sirens go wrong. They leave it on too long, and the drop feels smaller instead of bigger. So here's a practical 64-bar blueprint you can copy. Bars 1 to 17. Intro, DJ friendly. Use the siren as sparse one-shot calls every 4 or 8 bars. Keep the filter darker and the delay send a bit higher so it feels distant. A nice move is having a signature call at bar 9 and again at bar 17, like a tag that says this is the tune. Bars 17 to 33, drop 1. Now do call and response with the bass. Siren hits at phrase points, like the end of every 8 bars, or quick 1 bar wee woo moments at bar 25 and bar 33. Keep the high pass on. Reduce reverb a little so the drums stay crisp. The drop should feel tight, not washed out. Bars 33 to 49, breakdown. Bring the siren back with more reverb and a slower LFO. Let it stretch. Slowly automate the filter so tension changes over time. And try one big tail into the next drop by briefly pushing delay feedback up, then pulling it back quickly. Bars 49 to 65, drop 2. Introduce a variation so it feels like the track leveled up. Options, a bit more saturation drive, a faster LFO, or even a slightly higher note. Then use the siren as hills. Last half bar before a phrase change, every 16 bars. That's the sweet spot in rolling jungle. Phrase punctuation at 8, 16, 32 bars. Now let's do a quick clean and loud check, because this is where you make it sound like a record instead of a loop. Solo drums, sub, and siren. Bring the siren down until you feel like it's basically gone. Then bring it back up 1 to 2 dB. That's a classic mixing trick for FX like Elements. Check the low end. If the kick or sub loses weight when the siren hits, your high pass isn't high enough. Push it up to 200 to 300 Hz. If it hurts, fix it surgically. Dip 3 to 5 kHz in EQ8 or reduce filter drive in Wavetable or back off the saturator drive. Don't just turn it down and hope. Let's cover the most common mistakes so you can avoid them fast. Mistake 1. Leaving low frequencies in the siren. That equals mud and a weak sub. Mistake 2. Too much reverb without filtering. That kills break punch. Mistake 3. Siren is constant. Listener fatigue. And your drop loses impact. Mistake 4. Too much unison width. That can cause phase issues, especially in clubs. Mistake 5. Harsh resonant peaks, especially in the 2 to 6 kHz zone. Jungle sirens love to stab there. Two quick pro moves to level up. First, make a siren group, like a siren bus. If you create multiple clips or variations, route them to a group and do your final corrective EQ and overall level there. That way your whole siren family stays consistent. Second, do a mono safety check. Put utility on the siren group and pull width down to 0 to 40% for a moment. If the siren goes hollow or disappears, you've got facey width. Reduce unison amount or any wide modulation until it holds up. Now a beginner-friendly performance upgrade that pays off massively. Macros. Select your Wavetable and your processing chain and group it into an instrument rack. Map 4 macros. Macro 1. Intensity. Map it to filter cutoff and a tiny bit of saturator drive. Macro 2. Panic. Map it to LFO rate. Slow to fast. Macro 3. Distance. Map it to reverb send amount and optionally darken the reverb with a high cut. Macro 4, alarm shape. Map it to LFO amount, small to wide pitch sweep. Now you're not just programming a siren. You're performing it. Quick 15-minute practice to lock this in. Build the siren with wavetable, EQ, saturation, compression, and the two returns. Then create two 8-bar clips. Clip A, slow LFO at 1/4, darker cutoff. Clip B, faster LFO at 1/8 or 1/16, brighter cutoff, a touch more saturation. Arrange clip A in a breakdown area. Place clip B as a 1-bar fill right before the drop. Then bounce a quick export and do two listening checks on phone speakers. If the siren disappears, add a little saturation or a tiny white Q boost around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. On headphones, if it's painful, reduce intensity and tame 3 to 5 kHz rather than boosting highs. And here's the final takeaway. A great jungle dub siren is not complicated. It's a clean core sound, controlled with EQ and dynamics, placed in filtered dub space and arranged like a weapon. Used at phrase points, teased in intros and unleashed in drops. If you tell me your drum style, like Amen heavy classic jungle versus cleaner modern breaks, and your sub-root note like F, G, or A, I can suggest a safe siren note range and macro defaults that won't fight your bass line.